This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's what we want to do. We want to talk about, like, you're a genius. What's the most cool thing you found while garage saling, thrifting, Craigslisting?
Ooh.
Now listen, recently we've talked about Craigslisting as a negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you go and you end up in the back room with somebody and they're like, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Yeah. I think you took a bath with a guy.
We bathed Legos. Yes. Okay. This is different. This is like this person. Like I know, like I have friends who do things like this. It's not Craigslist, it's not thrifting or garage saling, but like you can buy the U.S. Post Office, you can buy boxes of unused gift cards from the U.S. Post Office. So all the like birthday cards that didn't go anywhere and they're just sitting there, they just open them up. And then if there's
gift
cards inside.
How are they allowed to open mail? I thought that was illegal.
It's after a certain amount of time, it's just like, well, they're never going to find their destination. So then like one of my friends.
Okay. Don't they work for the post office? Someone could figure out where this is supposed to go. But I guess we'll just open it.
So then these guys, friends of mine, have bought boxes of gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, I'll give you $1,500 for that box of gift cards. And then when you get them, you hope that you have $1,550 worth of gift cards in there because then you made a profit. They've gotten like $4,000 worth of gift cards.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Because there are people, when we've talked about garage saling or thrifting before, if you go, this is going to kill T-Hack. People are smarter now at thrift stores. Like the guys at Goodwill and ARC kind of know. But like you could used to walk into an ARC and like just look at their watch case and like, that's a Daytona Day-Date. That's a Rolex. And they just didn't know. And it's like, I don't know. It's kind of goldish 50. And you're like, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Like, yeah.
Really? There was a time in my life where Jordans were that way. I would go to thrift stores and find Jordans there sometimes.
For real?
For real, yeah.
The floor sneakerheads became a thing.
Absolutely, yeah. I used to buy them and they'd be like, oh yeah, $5, $10, whatever.
And
I mean,
like,
you'd have to clean them and stuff. They're used, but
who
still.
Who cares?
Right, exactly.
That's wild.
That's what we're looking for. Like you, I remember at some point, somebody found a Declaration of Independence, I believe.
What? Really?
Like an original.
Nicolas Cage?
No, it was like, I swear, I could swear it was a news story where they bought like the dogs playing poker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Picture or something. And then they were like, they really didn't want that. They wanted the frame.
Okay.
And so they take it home and they like take it apart and there's like in behind it.
Huh.
And they're like, this looks like a real one. And they took it on like American Pickers or somewhere. And it was like a real, one of the original
declarations of
independence. So this could be hard, but we know you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
We know you thrift. We know you garage sale. What is the coolest, biggest thing that you've ever scored for a deal, sailing or thrifting? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
Someone said that they bought a pair of earrings for $7. They were just like basic diamond-looking.
Okay.
No, the studs. Just simple studs. They took them to the jewelers. They got them cleaned, appraised. They were worth over $4,600.
Whoa.
So the thrift stores, they don't know if they're CZ or real and they'll just sell them.
No, and they just have to sell them. Yeah.
But so somebody donated that?
Yeah. And didn't know. And then there was a woman who found a Vera Wang wedding dress.
What?
That was just a story the other day.
Yeah.
What? She,
and like, it's a wedding, it's a real deal Vera Wang wedding dress at a thrift store. How much did she, she didn't
pay? She bought it for $19. It doesn't say how much it was worth. Thousands? But I mean,
Oh,
that's designer.
It's Vera Wang. I have the Vera Wang wedding dress book.
Do you really?
I do. You want to borrow it? You want to have it? You can just have it. I gave Tiak a bunch of comic books. He can, you can have this.
I did, yeah.
They weren't comic books. They're Calvin and Hobbes. Comics.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
The other
which
one
which I love and read.
I kind of miss them when you bring them out. I'm just kidding. The other one that was in the news is kind of like what my buddies do with the gift cards. You buy this mystery bundle from Facebook Marketplace, and you just, you don't know what's in it. It's just like costume jewelry. It's jewelry. It's just like a box of jewelry, and like, give me $65 for it. I don't know. Like, okay. Looks, you can, I think you can see it. Okay. It's almost like the people, God, you think anybody's listening does the, what do you call it? The storage thing? Because that's a real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can buy storage units. You're like, I don't know what's in there.
They just let you look around.
Could
and
be kidding. You don't look around.
Or like
before.
From,
yeah, you're
see,
like, that one. I'll take that one.
That looks like a big box in the back. Yeah.
And you're like, go. And then you, this, so this person bought it. It was $65. Went through. They found a Gucci watch in there worth $3,000.
What? Oh, just one thing.
One thing in that. When they went to sell it, they only got $550 for it, but you only spent $65 on the whole box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook Marketplace is always kind of a mystery. You never really know what you're walking into. So
I know, it's the new Craigslist, my friend.
I know.
All right. So if you're a thrifter, you're a garage sailor, we want to hear what's the coolest thing you ever found. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. So we're talking about sailing or thrifting or, what's another word?
No.
Marketplace and
okay,
weird cool stuff found and weird cool. Jennifer,
yay!
Sailing, what'd you find?
Okay, so I was in a thrift store just a couple weeks ago, and I found Vintage Zeller, which is a German company, and I got 6 plates, 6 salad plates, 6 bread plates, 6 soup bowls, 3 teacups, and a tureen and a couple other vessels. I paid $25 for the whole set. And they're worth about $800 if I were to sell them.
But so you know that walking in. Most people just look at it and go, those are stupid blue plates, right? Not that they're stupid,
well,
but you
they
know.
Have, they're so cute. They have a flock of sheep with a shepherd in the middle. And so sheep are coming around just like llamas and capybaras and such.
But you knew it going in is what I'm saying. Like
I didn't.
You
I just,
didn't?
Oh.
You just thought
they were
cute and
then
bought
then
them
I took
and then
home and researched.
Wow.
Because I just think if you were a smart antique person, why don't
you
the people
probably from, know things?
Right. But she just lucked out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I luck out frequently, though. So I just in that same thrift store before, I found a set of 12 glasses. I paid $1.50 a piece and they're worth about $24 a piece.
Okay. I just got to start thrifting. And,
yeah.
Because we
you
have a friend of
the right
show. Who comes to, she was just at our Christmas concert, and she always finds cool stuff.
Hmm.
Sandra, I'm blanking on her name. Am I right? I think I'm close.
I don't know who you're talking
you
about.
You do. You, like, yeah. Erica?
Yay.
Yay.
Thrifting or garage sale, what'd you find?
I found a ring at an estate sale that was opals and diamonds, and I thought it was really pretty. They wanted $100 for it, and I snatched it up, brought it to get it sized, and it was actually worth $1,800.
Whoa.
And you gave him $100
for it? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I ended up talking him down to $90.
Okay.
They wanted $100 for the price of the gold, and I was like, well, how about $90? And they were like, okay, sure.
I've always wanted to go to an estate sale.
Estate sales are the thing to do for sure.
Yeah, but you're talking someone down after their dad died.
Do you want to keep the thing that you're going to donate
just
no matter
weird
what? Or
haggling. It's like that's your mom's ring and like I don't know. Well, good for you.
Now you make me feel like a terrible person.
Yeah, well you are. That was my goal. Thank you. Grant.
Yeah.
You're not a terrible person if you're still listening. I was just kidding. What's your sailing or thrifting? What'd you find?
I got a free F-250 Highboy pickup truck once off of Craigslist.
Free?
Free.
Free. Okay. That's what the thing said. Emailed the lady, told her the tow truck was on the way. It was a one owner, sold new in Littleton.
So she just didn't want it anymore and it couldn't start. So you were like, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was on their property for like 10 years. And the guy who, I guess, left it there, they couldn't contact, couldn't find any family. And they just said, come and get it.
Wow.
But then you don't have title on it.
I know a title guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
it's right. Like when you know a guy. Yeah. That's another. We need to. You know, we need to do a whole show that's that.
I got a guy. Yeah.
Because I want to know who your guy is.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Who's like? I need a title guy.
I need a guy.
I got some stuff I could rearrange.
Charlene.
Yes. So we went to an estate sale.
Another.
And it was a grandmother who passed away or whatever, and she was an artist. So she had a box of photos of. That she painted. Well, when we were looking through the pictures, we looked on the back of the pictures and it had my mother's name on the back of the picture.
Whoa.
Yes. And the story was from the seller that the person, the artist, dabbled in like black magic.
Oh.
Is that how your mom's name got on there?
We never knew. And my mother doesn't have, my mother has a unique name. So it wasn't like, you know, Mary. They had her first and her last name on the back of the photo.
I got a black That's magic cool. guy.
Jesse. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thrifton, garage sale, what'd you find?
It was actually at a Goodwill store. I found, turned out to be a 1967 Gibson classical guitar.
Oh, my God. $5?
The funniest, $5. But the funniest part lady said, well, it's $9.99 unless you're a senior. I said, I'm only 29. She said, well, you don't look 29. I said, okay, I'm 70. Because I'm 79 now. So, yes. $5. 50% off for senior.
How much do you think it's actually worth?
About $500.
Mm.
Do you play?
Wow. No, he's too old to play.
Why? Well, it's debatable, but yeah.
It's Van Halen's guitar, I think.
It's okay. Liz?
Yay!
Yay! Thrifton, garage sale, and what'd you find?
Okay, so I decided like 2 weeks ago, that we needed a new bed. We had a queen mattress before, and I was like, no, we're going to do the whole thing with the Split King. We each have our own remote. We can go up and down independently.
Yeah. That's giving up.
And apparently... So I was like so excited. Apparently, I'm a big thrifter. There's all these people on Facebook Marketplace selling like brand new mattresses for super cheap because they're people who return them during the trial period. And so I know I was skeptical too. But our mattresses, so a Split King apparently is two twin XLs, and our mattresses became wrapped in plastic, so they were brand new. I don't know what she said, but
you can't just wrap an old nasty murdered somebody mattress in plastic. So how much did you spend on it?
So that was $300, and it would normally we looked it up. I put it all into ChatGPT. It would have cost $2,500 if we got it from like Mattress Firm. Okay. So we got the mattress for $300, and then the adjustable base was like a nice one. It would have been $649, but I got it for $400. So $700, and ChatGPT said I saved $15.99.
You cannot trust ChatGPT.
Trusted it, used
What's
mattress.
What's a little blood splatter?
Mia.
Yay.
Garage sale, what'd you find?
So I got it in one haul. I got two Burberry coats, a vintage Gucci bag, and a Roberta Cavalli dress, and they still had the Neiman Marcus tags on them.
How much is all that worth?
The one Burberry coat was $1,100. The Roberta Cavalli dress was $1,400. The second Burberry coat was $800. And the Gucci bag was $3,000.
And you paid how much?
Oh, my gosh.
I paid less than $40 for all of it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
You guys don't... What are you doing?
Huh? We were working on...
We're getting ready for News or Nope.
Mm-hmm. I think we need a new song.
Oh, you sons of...
We've been working on it.
Go ahead, do your new song. Wait, nobody understands why it's called... Okay. It's News or Nope, which we abbreviate within the confines of the show as...
Non.
Yeah, N-O-N. Non.
News or Nope.
Go ahead, now your song.
Na 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 na
no.
News.
No. Way to roll over.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
They're both promising.
This is news or no.
Oddly, there are rules for using songs like the one you just did, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Even though we're a radio station, we can play whatever song we want and our licensing.
I believe it's 8 seconds is the law.
Yeah, but so if we were to use that song as the thing, then we would never be able to put News or Nope onto our podcast available now on the Odyssey app because that song would be in there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So we'd have to come up with a different...
Even if we just sing it? What if we sing it?
Yeah, but the way you just sang it, I think I'd rather see puppies get harmed.
Okay, chill. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining the program.
You're
sorry you had to listen to that. So just like in seasons past, there is a new...
Sorry, the puppies...
Scram! Get out of here for your own safety! There's a new group of men and women, this time from Denver. Love is Blind is bringing the pods to Denver for season 9.
Ooh.
I believe they've already casted.
I've never watched a moment of the show. Is it like you're such a reality junkie?
I used to be, not as much anymore, but yes, I still love reality TV.
Tiak only likes it if they're in prison.
Yeah, Love After Lockup is the best. Yep. If they come to Denver, I will sign up.
What? What?
I'll go to jail. I'll do whatever. I want to be on it.
Wow. Have you talked with your wife about this at all? Okay, so, but it's a good show. And
it's good. I feel like it's not as good as it used to be because everyone knows what to do now. Like, it's not the first two seasons. I feel like people were actually invested. They were willing to get married and to get engaged without seeing each other.
So you kind of fell in love with somebody just by talking.
Genuinely.
To them.
Now it's like, oh, I'm just going to be on reality TV. There's no realness behind it.
But do they kind of, and I don't mean to be rude.
That's okay.
But do they kind of put like a Ben Higgins from The Bachelor?
No, that's the thing. Love, like, so it's Love is Blind, but everyone is gorgeous.
Oh, well,
so
then,
it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. If I know they're casting it well.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's just some gorgeous girl and she falls in love with me because I'm charming. And then she sees me and she's like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like they wouldn't cast me is what you're saying.
For a couple of reasons. Yes.
It hurts. Mm. It hurts.
But here's the thing. I don't think your looks would be one of them.
Oh. Well, that's almost nice.
TX a real glasses half full dude today. I'm going to leave this almost compliment just laying there for a little while. That's awesome. Thanks, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Good evening. Public service announcement
I'm gonna
here.
I'm going to be pissed later.
Right, public service announcement. We've talked about it in the room before, but now it needs to go out onto the air. There's a new, it's kind of a scam, I guess, going around where people are doing the thing on Facebook where they're posting and saying, I do not give Meta permission to use my photos.
That was years ago.
Well, it keeps coming back, keeps circling back around. They keep saying, oh, there's a new rule. Meta changed the rules. Now you got to post it again. And that has...
So a new crop of people's falling for an old thing?
That has never been the case. Don't ever do that. It makes everyone instantly lose respect for you.
Yes.
I've had previous bosses who were in charge of thousands of people.
Say their name.
Not a current boss, to be clear. But they're in charge of a lot of people. And they were posting, they're like, I do not give Facebook permission to use my photos. And it's like... Now I can't look at you. Like,
you're
why
dumb.
Would you think
don't
that's real?
No, just don't. Yeah. Just don't.
Don't. You're wasting your time.
It doesn't do anything.
Oh, and if you
anything.
Repost that one thing, Bill Gates is not going to give you a chunk of his fortune either. Right. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where it's like, do it! Because he's not going to give his money to his kids.
Or it
so
was
we're
like,
going to get it.
There was something about share the picture of the bikini and like you'll get a free one. It was like a woman in a bikini.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it.
And you
I
lost
shared
some friends,
that one.
Right?
I lost some of my self-respect.
Yay! Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Another new trend. I don't understand why. Please don't do it because I am extremely jealous of someone in the room who has this.
It's Tiak. It's never me.
I'm so sorry. You are correct. Men are trimming their eyelashes. Why? Don't
when
do
I
that.
Saw that, oh my
Why?
God. What? And Aaron?
Yes?
Even though you hurt me earlier, I have to agree with you right now.
His yeah. eyelashes are so good.
Damn you.
Yeah,
I it's look like Snuffleupagus, however you say that guy. Yeah, like they're just they point down.
As
they don't
pretty
flip
as your as eyelashes they're... were once you started trying to say that word. It takes a lot of your cred away. There's like why are men dumb?
I
why
don't
would
know.
You think women want like why would you think anyone wants
they
them shorter?
Think, according to this, according to the Slacker Show experts. Researchers, research whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. The mm-hmm. research team, they say that they're trimming them because they want to look more manly. And I think it does the opposite.
Do you guys understand no, one yeah. of the things that I saw as part of this story was a dude laying down. And you know how your razor, if you flip it over, if you have like the Gillette Fusion or whatever, it has a backside with like a single blade.
Uh-huh. Oh.
They were bringing that to their eyeball.
Are you
and like
kidding
going,
me?
And trimming it what? With like the backside single blade. And it's like, number one, don't get a blade near your eyeball.
No.
Moron head from Moronville.
And don't trim
gosh.
Them, period. Definitely don't trim them yourself, dumb guy
no,
who's never done it before.
Like, who's probably grabbing like rusty scissors as well. Like,
there's yeah, nothing
I,
wrong with rusty
I refuse.
Scissors.
I will not touch my eyelashes. I won't touch my eyebrows. I'll do the middle a little bit. But if I get stuck.
Yeah, you don't
want to
be the yeah. weird unibrow thing.
Yeah, so I do that. But I even doing the middle, you get a little close to the edges and then you have to stop. You have to yeah. pull away. You have to let a third party come in and clean
handle
up your mess.
It.
Yeah.
Normally, we would do a third, fourth story here.
Yeah.
But I've spent so much time looking at his eyebrows and his eyelashes
yeah.
that I have to kiss his face.
Okay, get over here. Breaking news.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to sound really strange. This is really strange. I think I might be done having relations.
What?
I just might be done. I'm just...
What?
This might be done.
Okay.
No, it's just not working out for me.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm not looking for sympathy.
No. And that's the thing is, I think we are aware. I feel like it's been a while since you had it anyway. So what are you making this decision now for?
Well, I've been trying to take better care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a spectacular job of it.
You have been.
Mm-hmm.
But... some of the things, like you guys know, I had this HSA, is that what it's called? Or FSA? FSA
you
account
FSA,
last year.
Yeah.
That when you're married, your spouse just handles some stuff.
Yeah.
So I maxed out my FSA account last year, and then I don't go to the doctor. So there was like thousands of dollars sitting in that thing that I was just going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought like a giant full body red light. Like
mm-hmm.
I bought... a PEMF mat. All these things are covered. So you lay on it and it recalibrates. Like you can be on it for like, a like give yourself energy setting or you can do all these things. And it's like, it's great. I bought the face mask one so I can have a pretty face.
I love the commercials for those. Yeah.
Aren't they? Isn't it great?
Do you do the hand movements like they do in the commercials? They look so elegant all the time.
I
whenever
do not.
They have their hand, they're very swan-like.
I do not. It feels. It
why?
Feels. I don't know why.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do not.
Okay. No.
They put it on and they just look so like.
It's
luxurious.
Very strange. You look like. You look like Jason a little bit.
A little, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a hockey mask, yeah. essentially. Mm-hmm.
But like elegant. Elegant Jason.
Okay, so I have kept all these things in varying different rooms of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get them out when I decide to do a like a wellness day. And now I just want to do wellness days all the time. So I have ordered a twin bed to just put in the middle of my bedroom as like a little wellness area. So what I think that is saying what? Is I'm never bringing a female into my bedroom ever again. I feel like I'm setting things up that just say, hey, I don't even want, don't even worry about me. I'm not even trying. I'm wearing my Hokas today. Like I've been really kind of getting into the active shoe game.
Yeah.
With Tiak wearing the Jordans and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, nope, these Hokas are comfortable. I'm like, I'm looking into joggers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh yeah. No, nope, I'm just,
there's
I'm,
plenty wrong with
I'm
it.
I'm giving it up.
Don't let Aaron, that's,
I'm,
no.
Yeah, I know. But I don't care.
Why? Why
I just,
would you not?
I don't care. Because if it's not going to happen, there's nothing worse than going out everywhere and thinking it's going to happen and then it doesn't happen. So if I don't think it's going to happen, then I'm not going to be disappointed, right? Do you know what I mean? Don't you think you're
pre-setting that it's not going to happen by getting an extra bed?
An extra child's bed.
That's what's kind of confusing.
I'm just
going to
set in the middle of my bedroom.
This is weird
to say, but Aaron, you've been in my bedroom, right?
Yes.
Have you been in my bedroom?
You took
a tour, right?
Yeah, kind of glanced at it.
Did you sleep in my bedroom?
No.
Where'd you sleep? In the spare bedroom?
No, because at the time you had another dog sitter.
Day shift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was on that extra bed that tiny one.
Okay,
that's sort of what I'm thinking. It's gonna, like, do you think?
Why not just? You have plenty of rooms. Just turn one into a wellness room.
I kind of did that. So I have a spare bedroom. I don't have plenty of rooms. I have a spare bedroom, but my mom is not great, and so sometimes she spends the night there.
Okay.
So I can't make that my wellness room, huh?
What about the basement?
No, there's no room.
Yeah,
there is.
No, there's not. I'm
worried that every night you're gonna go to bed in the big bed, and you're gonna glance over at the little bed, and you're gonna go, "Oh, that's right, I gave up."
I don't like that for you. That's exactly what I need. You have it. You're just looking at it wrong. Every night when I look at that, I'm gonna go, I'm taking care of myself, and so, it won't make me sad that there's nobody else there.
I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, if they sold that on the FSA program, I'd have bought that too.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We want to do doggy damage. Are we just doing dogs? Yeah.
There's
cat damage. We do catastrophe on other days. So if you're one of those cat people, Ellen, looking at you, not right now. All right, stand down.
Sit.
A man got shot by his dog.
No, oh boy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you just jump right in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Wow. What was their beef about?
I think the dog didn't like the chick he was with.
Really?
He was in bed. He was in bed with a female friend when he claims his 1-year-old pit bull, Oreo. Yeah. First off, you don't name a dog a food.
Yeah, you do. That's adorable.
They tried to name Moxie Oreo. My kids want to name Moxie Oreo because she had a very defined white spot on her chest and her chin.
Mm-hmm.
White spot on her chest is gone already.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Then it's like, why is she Oreo? She'd be called Oreo, and it's like somebody sucked the good out of it.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying that the white and creamy part of the Oreo is the best?
No, I'm saying what other people think is the best part of an Oreo.
It is the best. It is. Yep. Mega stuffed.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be talking about doggy damage, but I just really want to say real quick, I had a friend who used to hide food from their kids, and the kid found the Oreo stash and ate the centers out of all of them and left the cookies.
So the next
time they snuck into their closet, they were like, what the what? And I have to admit that I hide food, but the kid has to admit that they know where the food is.
Diabolical.
So it was just the whole Spider-Man.
I don't have to admit anything. I buy the food. I'll put it wherever I damn well please. Kid, back to bed.
We actually won doggy damage. So this dog, Oreo, jumped on the bed and... he said the dog's paw got caught in the gun's trigger.
Oh, no.
And shot him.
Wow. That's happened with my... Well, yeah.
Okay.
It has not quite happened, but my dogs will get their...
Oh, my gosh. That's Bentley.
When Leo arrived. God.
Get the kid out of here. We used to be popular.
But they get their paw, like the claw. What was it? Why can't
the
I do the nail? You know, like caught in their collar a little bit, and then they can't because they're so little, and then they can't. And you have to save. You have to go save them.
It's not the same as a trigger,
right? So it's not the same, but they have. I understand what is.
You understand
blown out
that
of proportion.
You took over a show saying, "Oh, my dogs do that all the time," and it's
caught.
Really they just
get like, caught. Yep.
Yeah. So we're looking for doggy damage, not like they do this cute thing with their paw.
Okay, well, I was trying to pivot away from the homicide.
No one died.
The guy's okay. Attempted. Okay, the dog's still...
So here's what we really want. We want, like, the severe doggy damage.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, and it's my fault, obviously, we train our own algorithm.
Yes.
But my YouTube algorithm is 100% dogs standing in damage and, the face a dog makes when they know they're the one.
Yeah.
Like, especially when a family's got like four dogs and all the dogs are sitting there and you just like, you don't have to know these dogs.
No, you can tell.
You're just watching the video and there's just one dog who's just like not making eye contact.
And their tail is like kind of wagging.
Yes.
It's like, I maybe did that and I don't want you to be mad at me. And yeah.
And I'm talking like a sofa is reduced to rubble. There's just like chunks of foam and wood.
Yes.
Yeah. And then one of the other dogs will literally put the paw on the guilty dog. He's like, which one are you did? It's like, he did it. Just putting the paw like this guy right
this
here.
One.
He's the one who's got the foam. So the other day, my doggy damage that's adjacent, and much like your, oh my God, they got their paw on the collar. It's not as bad as a couch. I left my house. This is weird, but my mom likes to shower with a sponge.
Okay.
And so since she sometimes spends the night at my house, I bought a sponge for my shower, and it was just on the floor of my shower. It must have fallen off the thing.
Mm.
I took my daughter to school, and I came home, and it had rained yellow snow all over my house. And Moxie was hiding, and Evie was like, look what I did. Moxie was smart enough to go like, oh man, we're busted.
Yeah.
But Evie was like, oh my God, look what we did.
He's going to be proud.
We put it everywhere.
We redecorated.
It was in every nook and cranny of my house. You would not think a sponge could be torn into that many pieces.
But yeah.
They did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need the damage to be bigger than that. And definitely bigger than getting their dew claw caught on their collar. So what kind of doggy damage has your doggy done? 303-222-5423. You can text that number. You can call that number.
So my mom's a lawyer, and she is a wonderful foster dog parent. Foster fail, which means she just ends up adopting them. but we had one dog, Dixie, who at first was very, she had a separation anxiety. And my mom had all of these legal files stacked in her office. And we came home one day and they were everywhere. I mean, you could not see the carpet with how ripped and just how many files were destroyed.
Oh, no.
I like don't even know how she got through it.
Oh, no.
My.
Yeah.
Someone's doing 10 years. They're like, I got a parking ticket. You messed up my paperwork.
And again, Dixie was just sitting there like, hey,
What's up?
I missed you.
You have no idea what I just did. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did she? Okay.
I have my two chihuahuas that I've talked about, and they used to sleep in the cage together, which always seemed uncomfortable to me, but it's like.
We like to call it a kennel there, non-dog owner.
Okay.
In the demon chamber, you know, the dungeon.
You are the worst
dog owner. It's not a cage.
Well, how is it not a cage?
It's just, it's kennel trained. It's a kennel.
Okay.
Like to call it a cage.
Means that you're trapping them in there for like.
They used to sleep in prison together. You know, the confined, solitary, weird area that I put them that they hate.
Okay, so they were in their kennel.
There you go.
And I woke up one morning and one of them had, what's the dog word for diarrhea?
I think it's also diarrhea.
Okay, so it had that.
The hot squirt.
Yes, that. So it kind of went back onto the wall and just all over the other dog who was just behind him. And so the poor guy had just been in there, I don't know how long that it happened.
I think cage might have been more accurate at that particular moment.
So we got him cleaned up and all that, but that was bad.
Did you just throw him in the bidet?
No, this is long before the day.
It's not a terrible idea.
It would be good, yeah.
Yeah, just throw them in the middle of the... All right, well, this has gotten super uncomfortable. Should we just take calls then?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you've got a dog who's done some damage, we want to hear your doggy damage stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing doggy damage. Damage done by dogs. I'm mansplaining too much.
Okay.
Faye?
Yay.
Yay.
Doggy damage, what happened?
Laundry list. She decided she was no longer crate trained, so she ate her way through a crate, and from there she ripped up the carpet in the entryway the first time, down into the crawl space through the kitchen the second time.
Like, ate through the floor.
Yes, through the floor. She ripped off the vertical blinds off the back sliding glass door at least once a month.
My dogs have done that.
Yeah.
She tore every curtain rod down in the entire house one time. Another time she went through one of the windows.
It's because they're looking for us.
Yeah, I don't think she liked that you left.
Yeah, no, separation anxiety. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's pretty much destroyed my house for quite a while. Even the dog run out back. She went under it, over it, through it. Yep.
You still have the dog, though? You love the dog more than your house.
Well,
obviously.
Unfortunately, she passed away, but she did live a long, healthy life with me, of course. I just put up with it.
You just have that cool little opening into the crawl space now.
Right.
Mind steps.
Yeah, we had to get rid of the bees. There was a beehive down there, so that was so fun.
Extra.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Faye. Antonio.
Yai.
Doggy damage.
So my dog has done a lot of damage. She's a Siberian Husky, for one. Mm. So she's torn up many things, many collars. She's torn up a brand new couch that I purchased before. But the worst thing that she has ever, ever done is she did it from her kennel. She was just a puppy. She tore up an entire carpet. A bedroom carpet. We were guests at a house in Durango.
How'd she get through the kennel?
We don't know how she got through the kennel, but there was carpet everywhere. And it wasn't even our house, and they built this house from top to bottom. So it was kind of awkward the next morning to tell the people we were staying with.
Hey, sorry about your new cool house. Yeah.
Should have used a cage instead of a kennel.
We got it, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Antonio.
Thanks.
Mindy.
Even she was like,
Yay. Doggy damage. What happened?
First off, my dog's name is Karma Ann.
Mm.
Named her Karma. So I was in a tough spot. I decided to get a dog. We're going to name her Karma. She's going to be a good Karma. I came home one day and I had cushions like from my actual couch, from the front door, down the long hall, into the living room. She had destroyed my couch.
Did you owe any karma for that hit? Why do you think your dog Karma did that?
I always feel like there's always karma.
Yeah, just be a better person then. Mm. How's that?
Mm. No, that was actually, it was a good time in my life. So, no, she was just a puppy. So she just, my mom actually brought over some bones and she found the bag and it went into the couch. So she was trying to find the bone in the couch.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
You know what the worst part is? Yeah. Thank you, Mindy, for the call. It's 9 times out of 10. It's our fault.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The dogs seem kind of logical.
They are. It's like, you wiped your hands with hamburger on them right over there and I'm going to get
every ounce
I'll
of
get
it.
There. Summer.
Yay.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
Yes, my dog knows how to open doors, and so I have to close the door to my bathroom. But he opened the door and trashed the entire thing, got into my trash can with like my feminine products and everything like that.
I'm going to say this. When they get into the trash, it's bad, and it goes everywhere, but it's just trash.
It depends on what's in there, though.
Also, the kitchen trash with like raw meat and like
decaying
fruit. Yeah, gross.
I even have some of that in my bathroom trash sometimes, depending on the night.
It's when they get if feminine
products,
is when it's
And or diapers or
diapers. That's happened.
We had that happen a few times
because they like the taste of you name it, Eric.
Yay.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
So I have a Great Dane.
Oh boy.
And he's 210 pounds.
Jesus.
And my mom loves him. And she wanted him to come over and visit her.
Oh boy.
So I was like, sure. And recently my uncle just passed away. So my mom had all these really old photo albums out of her and her family and her brothers and her
please
great grandma.
So,
and not just photos, it's in like old newspaper clippings.
No.
when Grandpa Webb became mayor, she saved those and all of these different just valuable stuff. But they smelled really like just old newspapers. They had a certain smell to them. And my dog must have really loved it because maybe like 3 bites into it, he just tore the whole thing out.
And it's irreplaceable.
Oh, man.
It's
just
irreplaceable.
Memories.
Yeah. I mean, just, and then there was a silver dollar in there as well. And he just chewed it all bent out of shape.
Yeah.
I mean, just. unbelievable stuff. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Great dogs.
Yeah. You can take them home now, son.
I don't want to see them anymore. Josh?
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. You got another Great Dane story? What happened?
Yeah, we had two Great Danes that were prone to eating non-food items. And we noticed things missing around the house at one point. And when we took him in, because he was not pooping right, they x-rayed him and found two baby blankets, two onesies of our child, and multiple stuffed animals. So it would have been a $10,000 surgery if we didn't have
that. Oh, my gosh.
$10,000 to get the blankies. Did the dog learn the lesson? Because a human would, but the dogs are just like... baby smells so good.
It was locked down from there on out, you know, so it was like everything had to be picked up constantly. And it came about the same time we had a kid, so I think that's kind of where it started, but definitely.
I'm learning Great Danes are not the breed that you want.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We need to talk about dreams.
Okay.
Do you have dreams?
Yeah, I do.
Dreams of getting out of here, finding a real job.
Yep. I cling on to the real ones.
I meant when you sleep. Those kinds. Yes.
Okay.
She doesn't.
So I've been told that we all dream, but I just don't remember mine ever.
Ever.
Has anybody watched you sleep? You should get one of these. You should get an Oura Ring.
We'll start tonight.
Yeah. Tonight is your night.
I'll set up a live stream.
And I are going to pull up chairs. And
What is that up
to? So the Oura Ring will tell you, like if I go into my app, it will tell me how much REM I got last night. And REM is the state when you would be dreaming.
Is it? Because that's your deepest. So I thought
deeper other than REM.
Oh.
There's deep sleep, there's REM, and there's like light sleep.
Because REM stands for rapid eye movement.
Correct.
So I figured that's when you're like... I thought that was when you're in your deepest, so therefore you're not dreaming then.
REM is like the light blue on there. See how there's some white? Those are the times I woke up because one of the dogs got up.
Gotcha. Mm.
And then the blue is like, you're in a coma. But like 28% of my night last night was REM. So I was dreaming a good chunk of the night.
Hmm.
And do you remember it?
I typically remember if there's a friend over or something, which is whatever. Like if somebody's there and I like, duh.
Yeah.
Then I'm like conscious of it, but if I don't write it down, I very rarely remember it.
I feel the same.
Even if it's the most intense thing in the world, you're like, I am never going to forget that. That just, because I think I talked about it the other day where I was dragging somebody through the crowd. And it was like every time it was an ex. I remember who it was. Every time like I'd let go, I'd turn back and she turned into somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it was like, but like you don't naked. In your underwear back in high school?
No.
I've never had that one either. I've never had the naked or the underwear one.
Have you had to go back to high school?
Yes.
For what? Because you didn't finish.
No, I don't know why.
I have a very unhealthy relationship with education and college specifically. So I have the dream that I'm back in college, but I'm not ever nervous about. They're always like, you didn't do your paper. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm always just like, yeah, I don't want to be here. So I'm just gonna leave.
So that attitude goes with you to
in the dream,
dreams?
Yeah. And it's like they're just like, come on, like you're final. And it's like, I don't need this. And so I don't know what that
so
is.
So you're already you.
I guess. Yeah. But I've never had the naked one.
I'm never naked, but I'm in underwear and they're not my underwear.
Never nude.
Really?
Yeah, well, like you're in the Walter White tidy whities.
Oh.
You're just in like the worst underwear.
Mine is I can never find my uniform. Like I donated it, but I still needed
your
it because I wasn't
for what
for
oh,
school.
For school. You had uniforms.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh wow.
But I just
you're
couldn't
still
find
there.
It.
Are you at school?
No.
So you just you
like
know you gotta
ready.
Go
yeah.
and you're like, damn it,
can't find my uniform.
So what do you think that means?
I don't know. That's probably forgetting something.
No, wow. It means something like what is, can I be our dream expert right now?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of that uniform?
High school.
What's the first thing you think of when you think of high school? Uniform? Never mind. there's a thing like you. What are we got to get her back on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we got to give her like a week's notice so she can sober up, and then
we love Lori.
Lori Loneberg is without a doubt. Mm-hmm. She's the dream expert in the United States. She was always on TV, and now she does these pinups. Like I follow so few people on Instagram, so like half of my Instagram is like her pinups.
Yeah, they're sick.
She draws like, oh my God, it's like what should go on the side of like a bomber aircraft. It's just like hot girls in like one piece bikini. It just looks like throwback 1920s, like cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Anyway, but what she would do is like, if I was having dreams, do not take this weird, TIAC, relax, relax for what I'm about to say. If I was having dreams and TIAC was in them, she would ask something like, well, what's the first thing you think of TIAC? And I would probably, depending on the day, say like, great dad or super reliable or whatever. Mm. And like, I'm not dreaming about TIAC. I'm dreaming about my dad, or I'm dreaming about dads or something.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Like the people.
I specifically remember someone had a dream where they were like eating peanut butter and she said, you have something you want to say, but you can't do it. It's stuck.
So many of us have that dream.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Do you guys dream about work ever? I feel like that's my main thing.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm panic. I have dreams where I'm DJing and I can't get to the song and it's going to end and like the party's going to die.
I want to do this on the show. We got to pick a day and do this because were you guys here a long time ago? Steve and I talked about this. This is a very strange thing and it's very, very real. Do you have that about here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have it here.
Do you have that about here, Aaron?
Where
almost every night I can't get to a button or something. Oh. Is that what you're saying?
No, like he's on to something. Like there is a thing where it took me forever, but one day I've just sitting down going like, hey, do you ever have the dream where like you're in a football field full of Jello and the song is running out and there's no way you can get over there in time? And it's like, yeah. And if you have the courage to talk to anybody in radio and ask them, we all have that dream. We all have the exact same dream. And then every profession has it.
Like their version of that.
Yes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Nurses, I don't know what it is. Like you're trying
just
to...
just can't get to the like, patient on time
can't
or
get
something.
The,
yeah.
The, into the vein. And you're just like poking them. Mm. And they're just bleeding out, but you never got the vein. Like every job has a weird little... Mm-hmm. Like when you were a dancer, did you have like a...
No, because I literally don't have that radio dream. I don't have...
You don't?
No. I don't
dream.
But you've
never really run the board.
I haven't. And I trust you guys. So I think that helps.
So that's weird. You should be running in a field of Jello and we're...
You guys got it.
That Aaron just sleeps through the night like a baby.
I seriously do.
That's not fair. What? Because I sit on this side of the console. So it is. Even I've been doing this job for 27 years. I still have that dream to this day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I have it often. Yeah. Like every other
probably
night.
Probably for you more as a DJ though.
That one. Yeah. Or I finally got a big gig and I'm playing a big festival or something. And my computer won't connect and they're all like, we're waiting. Like just go ahead and do it. And it's like,
nothing will work.
Exactly.
We're going to do this. We're going to like take calls on this like in a couple days. I feel like. I want to give people time. If you have this weird dream that's associated with your job, will you text us at 303-222-5423? Because I think every job has it. And I think, I just want to hear.
We got to be open about it more.
You like, do. Because like, I would have never, if I one day went.
I actually started a note for Lori because I was remembering dreams. My last one was on October 14th.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Text in if you have a profession-related dream, and then we'll talk to you when we actually do this on the show. First in line, if you're a proctologist. I want to know what your dream is.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know that I have a perfect marriage.
I hate that I'm excited.
I was talking with my lovely wife and I realized that I do something I guess has bothered her for years and I had no idea and I feel like Slacker does it too. And I want to know if it bothers Aaron.
Oh. I do something that wrecks marriages. Hold up.
Just keep that
Line one, your exes are on the phone. They combined for...
Yeah, we don't have enough phone lines for exes out here. Can we guess what it is? No, that.
No, I do want to guess.
Ooh.
Here's the problem with... Okay, can I have a quick meeting, a quick show meeting with
Yeah,
because
you're actually doing what I think it is. Interrupting?
Right.
Yeah?
It's not that.
No, I don't think Tiak interrupts.
I think both
that much.
Of you guys are wrong on the right. interrupting front.
Here's the deal. There is a danger in playing a guessing game with something like this.
I'm in danger.
Yes, mm-hmm. because here's mm-hmm. the deal. It's like, Aaron, if you came in and said, there's something about my body that I don't like, and then Tiak and I go, whoa, we know what it is. Let us guess. And we're like, your big, fat, stupid face. And you're like, no. And then he's like, oh, your ass is stupid. And like, we would just keep guessing terrible things mm-hmm. about, like, that aren't, that you don't find
I'm
wrong
aware.
With you?
Yeah.
Right. So you're
but
suggesting.
I'm going to use context clues here.
Mm. Yeah, but we're going to, like, Tiak is a person who has insecurities.
Yes.
He wears them on his sleeve.
He does.
And anything that we guess right now will become new insecurity for him, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Like, please tell me. You guys talk about me, please.
I don't
let me
think
know.
You want us to talk about it? You want us to guess how you're tanking your marriage.
Yeah. How often do you do this?
I do it every day.
Every day.
You're really going to do this. I'm just going to say, I don't think I want to guess.
You walk around with your ugly face.
With your fat butt and your ugly face.
P-H-A-T.
What else did we say about Aaron? Okay. You can guess, but I don't feel comfortable because I just think...
I do. Yeah, I do it every day and that's the problem.
Well, if it's something that I do every day and mm-hmm. you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, wait, like so being, that means you do it though at work and at home. So it's
No, not at work.
Well, then how would I know?
Or you're just guessing that I do it at home?
No.
By the way, people, please text into 303-222-5423 what you think is wrong with Tiak that he does every day that I do as well. And I want new insecurities. Tiak wants yeah. new insecurities.
Please stop texting about my fat butt.
Is it you say, hello?
No. I need to do that more, actually.
What does Tiak do every day?
But I'm confused. If he says he doesn't do it at work, how would I?
He does something. He's a sprayer with his toothbrush. Like
why?
He does the like he takes it out of
have
his mouth
seen,
enough that it goes like.
Have you
on the
seen
mirror?
Slacker do it?
He just no, assumes. I've never
you're,
seen him.
So
do
you're
it,
just
no.
making an assumption that I do this thing?
I am, yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. But I wanna know if this bothers Aaron. Like it okay. apparently bothers my wife.
Well, we don't have enough time to get to it.
Okay.
No, okay. do you have any more guesses before
no,
we do
it? I'm so
it can't
confused
be,
now.
So it's not a hygiene thing because we have completely the opposite hygiene regimens.
Do
I
we?
Feel. Well, you have hair, I do not.
Mm.
Oh, it's a beard thing.
No, not quite. So I was talking with my wife.
It's
and she...
shaving your back with a rusty tuna can lid. Just me?
She threw out, I took kind of offense to it because of the way she said it. Like, we've been together forever. And she's like, well, you know, you shower all the time. And I was like, excuse me, what?
You think I excessively shower?
Well, I said, well, I shower once a day. And she's like, yeah, you shower too much, is what she said to me. And I was like,
what?
Just once a day. Just once a day. I don't shampoo my hair. I know that's a thing with women, and I've had longer hair, so I've experienced it firsthand. You don't shampoo every day.
She thinks you shower too much?
Yeah. And it's
get
like,
her.
We're years
what's
into
the
this.
Number? What's her number? Say it out loud.
Six. No.
No. What?
Yeah, she said, you don't need to shower every day.
You don't need to.
See, and now I'm like,
I'm gonna say this.
We're off to
listen,
the races.
Okay, Mars and Venus are gonna have a meeting. you don't get to say, and maybe you should shower more.
Do you shower every day?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
The idea.
But I don't shower like my son right now. Showers lots.
Sure. Okay.
Don't say it like that because well, then you're making assumptions that I'm making. It's just no. You know what it is? You're a stinky boy. Stinky,
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm, teenage mm-hmm. boys just like, plus he'll go outside, hit golf balls, come back inside, take a shower. You know, because you get kind of sweaty.
A little funk
it's like,
going, yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, God knows if somebody's just going to stop by and be hot and want you to be showered.
I used to have those delusions too when I was younger.
I used to too. That was like last week. I don't want to take sides before Aaron. Like you, so you agree with AHAC?
Yeah, you don't need to shower every day. Mm-hmm.
The idea of not showering before coming into work, I have never done it.
Really?
Never, ever, not one single time. I have to shower before I come into work.
It is a ritual for me. I think I've come into work, I've only come into work if we're doing a team building exercise unshowered.
Okay.
Well, like if we're doing something, like we've done stuff.
That's what that is.
No. Like, if we're like, we've done a Habitat for Humanity house.
Oh,
as a radio
okay.
station.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah.
we're going out to like paint somebody's house or like help them frame something.
Can we do that? I've literally been wanting to volunteer for so long now and I just haven't. I need help.
Text in to 303-222-5423. Any house projects you have, yeah. Aaron will just come do them.
I did not say that.
Well, what do you want from me, Aaron? I'm just trying to solve problems for you.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just volunteered you.
I'm not going to plumb or whatever. You can't just throw out
God
an open
knows.
Thing like that.
Aaron, I'm trying to rough in a sauna in my basement. Got a big hole dug. It puts the lotion on its skin.
But then, I had no idea that this apparently bothered her. Like, she thinks I shower too much. She thinks
I don't know,
prissy. I'm a delicate flower that I need to always be clean. I said it's because I get sweaty. I'm hot all the time.
You are.
And I'm doing it for her, if anything. Like, I don't want to stink. But then... I was like, well, you change clothes and stuff. Like,
so she puts on fresh clothes without showering.
And she'll do fresh underwear.
Yeah.
Without showering. And
that is.
See, this is a woman thing.
What are you talking
about? It's insane, right?
Why would you put on fresh underwear on stinky junk?
It's not stinky. You know what? Get AHAC on the phone.
No, I'm just going to tell you. That's insane to me.
No.
Exact. Clean underwear only goes on to a clean body.
There's no way to ever prove this.
We'll try.
But trust me, what I'm about to say is not provable, and HR will attest to this.
Keep your nose over there.
There is no way for people to smell my junk and her junk and go, which one would you put fresh underwear on? But it's like, it's going to be my junk. It's just... Yes. I'm just saying this, speaking of plumbing, outdoor plumbing is cleaner than indoor plumbing.
Yes. I guess it depends on...
I don't have anything.
Don't have an extra blanket? Or
Because
that can get gross.
Like if you're standing outside and looking at siding, there's probably not mold on it because there's not a lot of moisture there.
I told you I'm not good with houses.
But if we go into a cave, my God, the analogies have gone so far. I don't even know what I need to do right now. Okay, so you will put clean underwear on a dirty coochie.
I literally did that this morning.
Oh my gosh. That's what that is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Hold on. Are we okay? You guys?
Yes.
We ran out of time, so I guess we're just talking about this. By the way, I had this idea. Mm-hmm. I know we're about to talk about OnlyFans, so don't go anywhere. But
links posted soon.
Because TEC is trying to talk Aaron into doing OnlyFans, and that's why we ran out of time. And I'm like, this is weird, because you guys are a lot like brother and sister.
Yeah.
And I believe in her. I think
she's supportive.
Yeah.
This is why that search string happens on my porn searches, I think. No. Here's the thing. If you're listening to the show right now and you're like, wow, this is dumb. I still like the Slacker Show, but I don't like this particular thing. Let me help you out. Download the Odyssey app and you can listen to some different part of the show.
Yeah. Like you can
listen to past shows or you can... Yeah, just past shows at that point.
But
you could go back and just listen to OPP from two Wednesdays ago or like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever happens, you could listen to it by downloading the Odyssey app. But if you want to hear about
OnlyFans.
So there's a Harry Potter chick.
Yes.
Who was very cute in Harry Potter. I didn't remember her to be that cute.
Lavender Brown, yeah.
How old was she then though? It's weird if I say that.
I don't think it's weird. I don't know how old she was.
Because, I mean, Hermione, when she first started, was not cute.
Well, of course, they were... Well, no, she was adorable, yeah. But they were nine.
It was like
they
the super
nine.
Frizzy hair. Nine?
That was
8 or 9, yeah.
That was one of the first pictures I had in my locker.
She was adorable. They were just so cute.
But you were also 9.
So?
It's lecherous for me to be saying it
you
as a person
say
who
that
was not
she was
9.
Cute.
I think I was 8. She was an older woman.
Okay. But it was, okay, we have 7 tangents going and they're all my fault. Were those kids actually 9 or were they like Michael J. Fox? Or the kid from Love Actually, who I'm playing a 13-year-old again. Like, there are those people who just play young. Mm-hmm. Like, Michael J. Fox, was in his 30s when he was in...
Wow.
I'm sorry. Emma was 10 years old when filming began on the first Harry Potter.
Yep. She seemed mature to me at the time.
Okay. Okay, so here's the point. The girl who played Lavender...
Yes.
...has started in OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the dirty kind. We don't think.
No.
And is it? Like, is it? It's like about her hair, right? She's showcasing her hair. But if you dig deeper, are there also?
Here's
some
the thing: if people
stuff, you know?
Use your innocence for nefarious reasons, are you guilty or are they? You know what I'm saying?
You are aware that there is an audience, a demand for it, and you're providing for it.
But you don't know what they're doing with it. Like, the whole foot fetish thing, as long as you're not doing anything weird with your feet. Like, if you're putting your feet in weird places and getting paid for it, then you're contributing to it. But if you're just taking pictures of your feet, even if you're just, like, walking through Jell-O, like, if you're not doing anything weird, like... Do you know what? No, I mean, it's weird, but it's not.
I walk through Jell-O every day.
No, it's not relationsy weird. There's not a goat there. There's not, okay, you know what I mean?
I was waiting for examples because while you were explaining it, I was like, I don't think either is wrong. So thank you for bringing up a goat. And
if there's just, I don't even think it's all that weird. Like okay. I don't need psychologists to start texting, but it's like if you walk through whipped cream and then a goat ate it all off of your feet, you're not doing anything wrong. But if there's some freak who wants to watch...
We do not kink shame here.
Okay. If there's some person...
Some completely regular person.
Who could even concoct that in their head, obviously. No, but you know what I'm saying? So here's what she's doing. She has very long hair.
Yeah. Like down to her waist long.
And so according to her, she's just like brushing it, braiding it, fixing it.
Yeah.
Okay. For OnlyFans.
Is it kind of like ASMR-y a little bit? Where she just... Is that it? Does she talk in the videos? Do we know?
I don't know if she does.
It's $6 a month. You want to meet me halfway?
No, I'll just stick with the goat outside.
There's... But like, if she's just brushing her hair...
Yeah.
And somebody's just like way into it and like tipping her... Does that make her a bad... Like,
no,
they're
I don't think
doing
so.
Terrible things to themselves, but like that's not her fault.
Right. They're not doing terrible things to themselves.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Terrible
yes,
things based on what she's doing.
I still don't like... It's a natural thing. We don't need to say
it's
terrible.
It's a natural
that's
thing.
A negative that's a negative connotation that I think we need to get rid of.
Can I just explain this part?
Yes.
It's not a natural thing to stand outside a hair salon and do that.
Well, yeah, that's
fool me once.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody, we have to admit it's a little unnatural to think of hair in that way. And like, maybe everybody's just like, oh my God, her hair is beautiful. I think it's really weird that people will pay for somebody to eat. That's such a weird thing.
It's a very popular thing, though, for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love about food?
I'm out here doing it for free like a sucker.
Right?
It's ridiculous.
That's the thing that we started talking about is like, she has an OnlyFans for brushing her very long hair. I have a very unique shade of hair color.
Beyond unique.
Mm-hmm. I should create an account and just brush my hair and eat.
Do you have to choose? Yeah.
Can I do both?
Like, yeah. What do I stand for here?
I think it's important for you to know something.
Yes.
Recently, I've gone halvesies on a goat.
You have the front half or the back half?
Depends on the day.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that I don't know if it's really a story or if it's more of an advertisement for Raid bug spray.
I'm interested.
It's going to be great.
I have a story where a woman got in big trouble for doing something that I have come close to doing myself.
Exercising?
Come on. Come on.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a woman at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Now we are in TX wheelhouse.
This is a daily occurrence for me. Apparently, she says a male customer was being rude to her. It's unclear whether that happened or not, but what definitely did happen is she took a Pringles can and hit the man in the face with it.
Okay.
Now, if you've ever been in a 7-Eleven, you will find yourself holding the Pringles can at some point.
Is that where you buy your Pringles from?
I buy anywhere.
Do you have a Pringles flavor of choice?
I like the regular and I like the pizza.
My son and I eat what we call Mexico chips, which are the cheddar ones. Because for some reason they just have the cheddar. It's queso everywhere.
Mm.
So he calls the orange can Mexico chips.
Interesting.
Even though he was an embryo when he said that. Do we know what brand she smacked the man's
face
with?
It doesn't say what flavor, no. But he
it's going to be sour cream and onion.
That's a good one, too.
Those are good. No, better than pizza. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, pizza. Like, I just want to say, pizza things are good, but they don't taste like pizza.
No.
Yeah, it's like a different. I agree. Yeah, I'll give you that.
All right.
Yeah, but this man suffered a significant cut on his right eyebrow.
Gotcha.
She ran away, and when police caught up to her,
they did catch her.
She still had the Pringles can because, as we all know, once you pop,
you just can't stop.
You just can't stop. So she still had it on her.
Did she really have it on her, or was that just to make the joke?
No, she really had it on her.
Are
you
sure?
Yeah.
Because you are so committed to the joke, you will sacrifice your journalistic integrity.
I will lie for a joke, but not that time. Okay.
How do I trust you now?
Yeah, so she ran away. This whole 7-Eleven was a mess because she said that the guy was tattling because there was a guy like laying down outside, and that's maybe why she hit him, and then she ran away.
Like
it's kind of,
So she's in the can now?
I'm so jealous, so mad that I didn't think of that.
I don't know if can's really a thing you say for prison. Can is really more bathroom.
You're in the can.
You're in the can. All right, so my story is not out of Florida. It's out of Detroit. Hello.
Hello, good day.
So there was a man who was in his house, and there was a cockroach.
Okay. Ugh.
The man is in a wheelchair.
Okay.
But he attempted to kill the cockroach with his shoe. So he took off his shoe and hurled it across the room, trying to kill the cockroach. He had forgotten that he had a revolver hidden in the shoe.
What?
And so when he threw the shoe, revolver went off, the gun fired and hit him in the foot.
No.
Yes. I don't know why I just played a sneeze. It's adjacent to scream. There you go.
The cockroach is like, easy.
Like, raid.
Yeah.
Raid works. Just try a regular bug spray, man. I'll leave if you want me to leave. You don't have to. There we go.
Talk this out?
Yeah. So he forgot there was a gun in the shoe.
Okay.
The old shoe gun. He's in stable condition.
Okay, good. The cockroach or the man?
Both?
Yes.
Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.